And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk. My name is Michael Lindenbaum, and we are brought to you by the Total Kill in Frederick, Maryland. The Total Kill Pub and Eatery, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, comes at the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Total Kill Girls. For more on Total Kill Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And ladies and gentlemen, today is October 13th. Today is the season opener for the Washington Capitals and the Pittsburgh Penguins as they take on each other at the PPG Arena in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. But first and foremost, let's go to hop right into it right now. I skipped out on a team for my season preview on Monday, and that was the Washington Capitals. In 2015-16, they were 56-18-8 with 120 points. They're first in the Metro Division, first in the NHL. However, they did lose in the semifinals to the Pittsburgh Penguins. The key additions during the offseason for the Capitals was Lars Eller and Brett Connolly, and key departures was Jason Chimera. The keys to success for the Washington Capitals this season should be consistency with adversity will be the key for the Capitals. Once they hit the midway point of the season last season, the Capitals started to coast through the season. As a result, they made the 2015-16 season a bust. This season, the Caps need to play with consistency, but must also face adversity consistently as well to keep them on their toes and to keep them hungry. Also, the Caps need to focus less on individual accomplishments and focus more on team accomplishments. Alex Ovechkin will hit 1,000 points this season, but it should not be a focal point of this season. The Caps want the Cup, and that is a team accomplishment for them this season that they want to receive. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, also yesterday was the opening day of the NHL regular season, so we have some news and notes. The first news worthy thing was Wayne Gretzky returns to the Oilers as an executive. Wayne Gretzky has been considering an offer to return to the Edmonton Oilers for quite some time, and then it was announced yesterday that he was joining the Oilers Entertainment Group as a partner and vice chairman yesterday. And he said that the decision was mutual, and that it was eventually going to be that it eventually became easy as time went on. Then, in games that took place yesterday, Toronto Maple Leafs took on the Ottawa Senators, which featured the debut of Austin Matthews, the first overall pick in the 2016 NHL Draft. And in his debut, Austin Matthews would become the first player in the modern era to score four goals in his first NHL game, which took place at the Canadian Tire Center in Ottawa, Quebec, in Ottawa, Canada. He scored at 8:21 and 14:18 of the first period, 1:25 in the second, and with 3 seconds remaining in the second period as well. And for Austin Matthews, his first three goals were on his first three shots in the NHL. This is an accomplishment that has not been done ever in the NHL, and Matthews was the first number one pick since Alex Ovechkin to score twice in his NHL debut, and the third player to score a hat trick in his first NHL game. That was a season opener, which was for Réal Cloutier for Quebec Nordiques versus the Atlanta Flames, and Derek Stepan of the New York Rangers versus the Buffalo Sabres. So this is all great. And then, of course, Joe Malone and Harry Hyland each scored 5 goals in their NHL debuts, but that was in 1917. The NHL modern era began with the 1943-44 season. Then you had the Chicago, and then of course the Ottawa Senators would, hold on, I can't remember who won that game. The Ottawa Senators and the Toronto Maple Leafs, I believe, was a loss for the Maple Leafs in overtime. As I pull it up, welcome to live podcasting. And of course, you know, other games that took place while we're waiting for the result of the Toronto-Ottawa game. Vladimir Tarasenko helped the Blues rally for a win against the Chicago Blackhawks. Once again, Vladimir Tarasenko was too much for the Chicago Blackhawks. Tarasenko scored twice to help the St. Louis Blues defeat the Chicago Blackhawks 5-2 at the United Center in Chicago on Wednesday in the season opener for both teams. So St. Louis would go on to defeat Chicago. And that won't bring it up either. How about that? And moving on, next up you had the Edmonton Oilers taking on the Calgary Flames, which would be the first regular season game at the new Rogers Place Arena in Edmonton. And then, of course, the new captain, Connor McDavid, would score twice to lead his team to a 7-4 win over the Calgary Flames. McDavid scored twice in a 2-minute, 20-second span in the second period to break a 3-3 tie. And then, of course, you had the San Jose Sharks take on the Los Angeles Kings. And the San Jose Sharks would defeat the Kings 2-1 in the season opener, which would also see LA Kings goaltender Jonathan Quick leave the game with an injury, which they announced today that he is now on IR for at least 7 days. And then, of course, earlier today, it was announced that Jack Eichel will be sidelined weeks with an injury. The Sabres center sustained a high ankle sprain on Wednesday and will miss more than days. So this is a massive blow for the Buffalo Sabres, losing out on Jack Eichel, who is obviously a catalyst for this team. And then, of course, as we continue to look, and the NHL app does not want to bring it up. How about that? And I believe it was Ottawa in overtime over the Toronto Maple Leafs. And actually, of the highlights that I was seeing, the Toronto Maple Leafs and Ottawa Senators, both goaltenders Craig Anderson and Frederick Anderson, were giving up very, very weak goals. So with that, we're actually going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to have more from the Caps. We're actually going to have a little preview going into the game. And of course, as always, we are also brought to you by Southern Maryland Comic Con, Sunday, November 13th, 2016, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Hollywood Volunteer Fire Department in Hollywood, Maryland. Come to the Southern Maryland Comic Con, which admission is $10 and kids are free. For more information and to purchase tickets, go to somd.mdcomiccons.com. And with that, we'll be back with more live here from the Tilted Kilt in Frederick, Maryland.
Tilted Kilt girl Brittany here. Need a place to watch the game? Come to the Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Tilted Kilt Frederick, home of the world-famous Tilted Kilt girls, come to the best-looking sports pub you've ever seen for all your Washington Capitals games viewing pleasure. For more information on the Tilted Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans. We are live at the Tilted Kilt in Frederick, Maryland, come where we are having the viewing of the Washington Capitals season opener against the Pittsburgh Penguins. Plus, we have other games going on here tonight on the TVs. And, of course, we're also brought to you by Just Hockey Cards. Just Hockey Cards, looking for a specific hockey card to build your collection or for that specific card you would like to have to get signed by your favorite player, then I recommend Just Hockey Cards out in Silver Spring, Maryland. Donald takes good care of me when I'm looking to build up my collection. He'll help you too. For inquiries, reach out to my friend Donald at blake4av@aol.com. And ladies and gentlemen, as we look at the out-of-town scoreboard, because we do have other games going on tonight, we have the New York Islanders versus the New York Rangers at Madison Square Garden, where the Rangers are up currently 1-0. Then you have the Columbus Blue Jackets hosting the Boston Bruins, and the Columbus Blue Jackets are currently up 2-0. And then you have the Montreal Canadiens at the end of the first period in Buffalo against the Sabres, up 1-0 off of a Brandon Gallagher goal. Then, in the first period they have just started off, which is the New Jersey Devils and Florida Panthers, they are still tied at nothing apiece. And then the Detroit Red Wings are being hosted by the Tampa Bay Lightning, and they are actually up 1-0 off of a Thomas Vanek power play goal. And then, of course, at 8 o'clock, the Carolina Hurricanes are visiting the Winnipeg Jets. And then just starting now, the Minnesota Wilds taking on the St. Louis Blues. Obviously, our Washington Capitals are taking on the Pittsburgh Penguins. And then at 8:30 tonight, the Anaheim Ducks will be visiting the Dallas Stars. And then, of course, for your lineup for the Washington Capitals for tonight's game, you have Alex Ovechkin, Evgeny Kuznetsov, and TJ Oshie, Andre Burakovsky, Nicholas Backstrom, and Marcus Johansson, Zach Sanford making his NHL debut alongside with Lars Eller and Justin Williams, who's actually playing his 1,000th game tonight. And then you have on the fourth line, you have Daniel Winnick, Jay Beagle, and Tom Wilson. On defense, you have Carl Alzner with Matt Niskanen, and Dmitry Orlov with John Carlson, Brooks Orpik with Nate Schmidt, and Braden Holtby in the net. And then for the Pittsburgh Penguins, their lineup is Chris Kunitz with Evgeny Malkin and Scott Wilson, Carl Hagelin with Nick Bonino, Phil Kessel, Connor Sheary with Matt Cullen and Patrick Hornquist, Tom Stastito with Eric Fehr and Tom Kuhn-Hackle, And then on defense, you have Brian Dumoulin with Chris Letang, Ole Mato with Trevor Daley, Ian Cole with Nick Schultz, and Marc-Andre Fleury in the net. And ladies and gentlemen, the keys to the game for the Washington Capitals is that they must start this game on fire. They need to bring their speed, and they need to bring the hits as well. Pittsburgh Penguins embarrassed them last season, eliminating in six games in the semifinals. The Caps can get a jump start on the Penguins, who are also without Sidney Crosby due to concussion issues. This will bode well for them. Also, they need to be able to contain Evgeny Malkin, Connor Sheary, and Phil Kessel and Patrick Hornquist. If they can contain those four players, this will be a good game for the Washington Capitals defensively. And then, of course, Braden Holtby needs to get a good start to this game. Maybe let him get a couple shots so he can get himself into a rhythm here tonight. And, of course, you know, take this moment away from the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Pittsburgh Penguins are right now raising their Stanley Cup banner. Take that night away from the Pittsburgh Penguins and then keep on pushing to go on and win this game tonight. And, of course, we'll have more here tonight as the day goes on. We'll be having segments during the intermissions. We'll talk about what went down in the period, first period, second period, and third period, and of course give you my insight on what the Caps should do better. And with that, we'll be back from the break. Looking for something exciting to do the weekend before Thanksgiving? Then come to DerpyCon. DerpyCon, which is November 18th through 20th, 2016, at the Hyatt Morristown in Morristown, New Jersey, comes to you special guests like Todd Haberkorn, Vic McNoya, Uncle Yo, and many more. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit DerpyCon.com.
Tilted Kilt Girl Brittany here. Need a place to watch the game? Come to the Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Tilted Kilt Frederick, home of the world-famous Tilted Kilt Girls, come to the best-looking sports pub you've ever seen for all your Washington Capitals games viewing pleasure. For more information on the Tilted Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk live here at the Tilted Kilt in Frederick, Maryland. Serious Hockey Talk for serious hockey fans. And ladies and gentlemen, we are also brought to you by the CSA Shows in Chantilly, Virginia. Ever interested in meeting your favorite athletes or celebrities? Or looking for the right memorabilia for your collection? Then come to the CSA Shows in Chantilly, Virginia. For more information, go to csashows.com. And this Sunday, October 16th, the CSA will have Alex Ovechkin, Tom Wilson, TJ Oshie, Mike Gartner, and Ray Bourque. And if you show up with your ticket stub for Saturday's home opener against the New York Islanders, you get in for free. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, we are here live at the Tilted Kilt in Frederick, Maryland for the Capitals season opener against the Pittsburgh Penguins in Pittsburgh. And we just finished up the first period of action. But before we do that, we're actually going to hop onto the out-of-town scoreboard, where in New York City at Madison Square Garden at the end of two is the New York Rangers over the Islanders 2-0 after goals from Michael Grabner and Matt Zuccarello. Then in Columbus at the end of two, it is tied 3-3. David Pastrnak, David Backes, and of course David Backes again scored to get the Boston Bruins back into the game against the Columbus Blue Jackets. So Backes with two goals and Pastrnak with one. Then in Buffalo, at the end of the second period, is Montreal 2, Buffalo nothing. But bad news out of Buffalo as Evander Kane was injured during the second period. And then with 9:20 left in the second period right now in Florida, is the New Jersey Devils tied with the Florida Panthers 1-1. P.A. Parento scored for the New Jersey Devils and Jonathan Marchessault scored for the Panthers. And then in Tampa Bay, with 9:50 also left in their second period, Detroit is up 3-1, with Thomas Vanek having two goals, Franz Nielsen scoring a goal, and Jonathan Drouin scoring the lone goal for the Tampa Bay Lightning. And then in Winnipeg, at the end of one, it is the Jets and the Hurricanes tied at 1-1. Then at the end of the first in Minnesota, or at St. Louis, Minnesota is down to the St. Louis Blues 1-0. And then 10 minutes into the first period in Dallas, the Stars are up 1-0 over the Ducks. And with that, we move on to the Capitals' first period. And then it was a very, very fast pace. 59 seconds into the period, Andrei Burakovsky scored his first of the season, assisted by Nicklas Backstrom and Marcus Johansson. Then at 6:33, Tom Kuhn-Hackl was called for roughing after he ran into Braden Holtby. And then at 8:54, more rough stuff happened, which led Tom Stasito and Tom Wilson both receiving five-minute majors for fighting. And then at 17:55, Justin Schultz would be called for high sticking. At the end of the first period, Washington would be up 1-0. Shots are 11-10 in favor of the Capitals. Faceoffs were 53% to 47% in favor of the Penguins. And hits were 13-6 in favor of the Penguins as well. And on the power play, the Capitals were 0-2, where the Penguins did not have a single power play in the first period. My analysis for this period is that this was a very good start for the Washington Capitals. They got on the board quickly to get the fans out of the game. Now they have to continue it. They're drawing penalties. The Penguins are getting frustrated. They're throwing hits. They hit Helpy. They got a roughing penalty. They did a high stick, you know, on Jay Beagle. Got a penalty. So they're getting the power play. They got to capitalize on their power play opportunities. If they capitalize on the power play opportunities, the Capitals will do very well. But not only that, but the Capitals need to clean up their zone entries and get in the zone better against the Penguins. The Penguins are doing a neutral zone type thing, which is making things very difficult for the Washington Capitals right now. But if the Capitals come out into the second period with the jump in their step that they had at the very beginning of the game, this will be a very good second period for the Washington Capitals, especially if they continue to draw penalties against the Penguins. And as for the Penguins, what they need to do is they need to stop taking penalties. If they can do that and play their game, they'll do much better in the second period as well. So with that, we're going to go back to break. We're going to watch the game. And then after that, we'll be back when it comes down to the second intermission here live at the Tilt Kilt in Frederick, Maryland, which is also brought to you by Southern Maryland Comic Con, which is taking place November 13th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Hollywood Volunteer Fire Department in Hollywood, Maryland. Admission is $10. Kids enter for free. For more information and to purchase tickets, go to somd.mdcomiccons.com. Are you a fan of Maryland Championship Wrestling and want to watch past shows? Then never fear, as Rage TV is here for you. For only $4.99 a month, you can relive memories of the shows you have been to or watch past MCW shows you may have not been able to attend live. For more information and to sign up today for Rage TV, go to mcwragetv.com.
Tilted Kilt Girl Brittany here. Need a place to watch the game? Come to the Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Tilted Kilt Frederick, home of the world-famous Tilted Kilt Girls, come to the best-looking sports pub you've ever seen for all your Washington Capitals games viewing pleasure. For more information on the Tilted Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans. Graham, we are here live at the Tilted Kilt in Frederick, Maryland. And of course, we're covering the Capitals season opener live here in Tilted Kilt. And of course, we are also brought to you by MCW Pro Wrestling, which is doing their Autumn Armageddon Tour right now, which is coming to a town near you. On Friday, October 14th, which is tomorrow, MCW invades the Boonesboro Event Center in Boonesboro, Maryland, which is actually not that far from where I am today. Then on Saturday, October 15th, at the Galena Pizza presents the Autumn Armageddon Tour at the Galena Volunteer Fire Hall in Galena, Maryland. Both shows will feature DX member Billy Gunn for a very special meet and greet. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit mcwprowrestling.com. And ladies and gentlemen, the second period has just wrapped up, and we go to the out-of-town scoreboard, starting off with a couple finals. In our first game, we have the New York Rangers winning 5-3 over the New York Islanders. The New York Rangers got goals from Michael Grabner, Matt Zuccarello, Chris Kreider, Brandon Peary, JT Miller, and the winning goaltender was Henrik Lundqvist. For the Islanders, they got goals from Nick Leddy, Kyle Clutterbuck, and Brock Nelson. And then the Boston Bruins ended up winning their game against the Columbus Blue Jackets 6-3. They got goals from David Pastrnak, two goals from Brad Marchand, and two goals from David Backes. Columbus got goals from Andrew Wennberg Cam Atkinson, and Seth Jones. Then in Buffalo, the Montreal Canadiens won 4-1 over the Sabres. Brendan Gallagher, Torrey Mitchell, and Andrew Shaw all got goals for the Canadiens. Brendan Gallagher had two. And then for the Buffalo Sabres, Matt Molson had one on the power play. And currently in the third period right now, the Devils and the Panthers are tied at one apiece. Parento and Marchessault both have the goals for their respective team. And right now, with 8:50 left in the third period, the Tampa Bay Lightning are now up 4-3 on the Detroit Red Wings. Red Wings have two goals from Thomas Vanek and a goal from Franz Nielsen, whereas the Lightning have goals from Jonathan Drouin, Cedric Paquette, Brian Boyle, and Tyler Johnson. And then, of course, in Winnipeg, at the end of the second period, the Jets are down to the Hurricanes 3-1. The Hurricanes have goals from Jeff Skinner, Lee Stempniak, and Jordan Staal, whereas the Jets only have a goal from Sean Mathias. And then at the end of the second period in St. Louis, the Wild are down 2-1 to the Blues. The Wild have a goal from Ryan Suter, while the Blues have goals from Alexander Steen and Nail Yakupov. And then in the other game in Dallas, the Dallas Stars are up 2-1 with 4 minutes left in the second period. The Ducks have a goal from Andrew Cogliano, whereas the Stars have goals from Steven Johns and Lori Korpikoski. And then going into our game, the Washington Capitals versus the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Capitals went into the second period with the 1-0 lead. However, at 7:58, the Capitals bench, served by Alex Ovechkin, would be called for too many men on the ice. On that power play at 8:47, Patrick Hornquist would score his first of the season from Chris Letang and Evgeny Malkin. Then at 18:52, Evgeny Malkin would get his second point of the game with his first goal of the season from Connor Sheary. And then at 19:56, Justin Williams got called for roughing after a very proper, I might add, slam down of Evgeny Malkin after Malkin face-washed Carl Alsner in the middle of a play and then also took a slash at Braden Holtby. And then at the end of the second period, the Pittsburgh Penguins will be up 2-1. Shots were 20 apiece. Face-offs were 58% to 42% in favor of the Washington Capitals. Hits are 23-11 in favor of the Penguins. And on the power play, the Caps are 0-2, and the Penguins are 1-for-1 with their second underway going into the second period. Honestly, for the Washington Capitals, this was a bad second period. They were sluggish from the start, and Pittsburgh took over. Not only that, but the Capitals were also playing a very sloppy style this period. The Capitals need to kill off this penalty that Justin Williams took and get back to playing their game and get back into this game. They're only down by one, which is good, but they need to play better. They need to bring their speed back into the mix and get back on the board. They need to get to Fleury and get in front of his net like the way the Penguins are right now to the Washington Capitals. Also, the Capitals need to make better passes. This was a very sloppy second period for them, and they need to do a much better job. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back after the third period. Hopefully we see a better Caps period, Caps team going in the third period. So we will find out, and I'll talk to you after the third period. Looking for something exciting to do the weekend before Thanksgiving? Then come to DerpyCon. DerpyCon, which is November 18th through 20th, 2016 at the Hyatt Morristown in Morristown, New Jersey, comes to special guests like Todd Haberkorn, Vic McNoya, Uncle Yo, and many more. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit DerpyCon.com.
Tilted Kilt Girl Brittany here. Need a place to watch the game? Come to the Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Tilted Kilt Frederick, home of the world-famous Tilted Kilt Girls, come to the best-looking sports pub you've ever seen for all your Washington Capitals games viewing pleasure. For more information on the Tilted Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey Fans, which is brought to you by the CSA Shows in Chantilly, Virginia. Ever interested in meeting your favorite athletes or celebrities? or looking for the right memorabilia for your collection, then come to the CSA shows in Chantilly, Virginia. For more information, go to csashows.com. And also on October 16th, this Sunday, they will have Alex Ovechkin, TJ Oshie, Tom Wilson, Mike Gartner, and Raymond Bourque. And if you have a ticket stub to the Saturday's home opener against the New York Islanders, you get in for free. And for more information, go to csashows.com for that. And ladies and gentlemen, we have just finished up the third period, overtime, and the shootout. So we're going to hop into the third period, which the Penguins were already up 2-1 on the Capitals. And a minute in, Evgeny Malkin was called for hooking. And then at 6:13, Andrei Burakovsky would score his second of the game, from Nicklas Backstrom, his second of the game as well, and Matt Niskanen, his first assist of the season. Washington would go on to tie the game 2-2, which is how it would remain at the end of the third period. Shots at 35-28 in favor of the Caps. Faceoffs were 59-41% in favor of the Caps. Hits were 33-21 in favor of the Penguins. And on the power play, the Caps were 0-3 and the Penguins were 1-2. This was a good period for the Capitals. They got themselves back on the board. They created a lot of great chances. They used their speed to create chances. Pittsburgh still had many good opportunities, but overall it was the Capitals' period. Then going into overtime, no goals were scored, no penalties happened, but there was a lot of really good back and forth between these two teams in that overtime period, and the Capitals had a lot of really good opportunities, and the Capitals actually outshot Pittsburgh 6-2 in the overtime, giving the Capitals a 41-30 shot advantage in the game. And then, of course, faceoffs were 59% to 41% in favor of the Capitals. Hits were 35-21 in favor of the Penguins. And on the power play, the Caps were still 0-3, and the Penguins were still 1-2. And then the Capitals and the Penguins went into a shootout. And then the shootout, the first shooters for the Caps and the Pittsburgh Penguins were Nick Bonino, which was a miss, and then TJ Oshie, who scored. Then it was Evgeny Malkin with a goal, followed by Evgeny Kuznetsov, who missed. Then Chris Letang scored, followed by a Nicklas Backstrom goal. And then Phil Kessel would score one that actually had to go under review because it happened so fast. And then Alexander Ovechkin missed, thus giving the Pittsburgh Penguins the 3-2 victory over the Washington Capitals in the season opener beat for both of these two clubs. Overall, this was a great game for the Washington Capitals. Second period really was not their best, but they made the best of it in the third period as well. So, good game. It's only the first game of the season. There's no reason to go, oh my God, everything's over, you know, whatnot. No, it's the beginning of the season. There's a lot to build on. They had a good game despite the second period, and I see good things for the Capitals. Now, going back to our out-of-town scoreboard, ladies and gentlemen, all games are now final. Starting off in Dallas, the Dallas Stars defeated the Anaheim Ducks 4-2. And then in New York, the Rangers defeated the Islanders 5-3. In Columbus, the Bruins defeated the Blue Jackets 6-3. The Montreal Canadiens defeated the Buffalo Sabres in Buffalo 4-1. The Florida Panthers in overtime defeated the New Jersey Devils 2-1. My laptop has frozen. The joys of live podcasting. And then, of course, the Tampa Bay Lightning defeated the Detroit Red Wings 6-4. The Detroit Red Wings blowing a 4-1 lead to the Tampa Bay Lightning. And then this Carolina Hurricanes got a 3-1 lead in the or a 4-1 lead in the third period, only to blow it and lose in overtime to the Winnipeg Jets in Winnipeg. And, of course, in St. Louis, the St. Louis Blues defeated the Minnesota Wild 3-2. And then, of course, in the shootout, the Washington Capitals fell to the Pittsburgh Penguins in Pittsburgh. Once again, overall, good game for the Washington Capitals. That second period needs to be better for them. They need to keep their calm and not do stupid penalties. But overall, good game. You just take it. You just move on. Saturday is a new day. Saturday, you're at home against the New York Islanders, and that will be great. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, we have been here live at the Till the Kill in Frederick, Maryland, which is located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Till the Kill girls. For more on Till the Kill Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And, of course, obviously, you can follow the podcast at Experience Hockey on Twitter and Facebook.com/Experience Hockey Talk. And, you know, and the next time you'll hear me is on the Experience tomorrow in Boonesboro, which is not far from where we are now, at the Boonesboro Event Center for MCW Pro Wrestling's Autumn Armageddon Tour featuring Billy Gunn. I'll be doing the live pre-show tomorrow along with post-show Saturday morning with my good friend Mansa Herndon. And then speaking of Saturday I will be back here at the Till the Kilt covering the Washington Capitals home opener. And it will be a good one once again. So ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Experience Hockey Talk here at the Till the Kilt. And until next time, we'll see you on the ice.